I hated teleportation. We landed on cool, smooth stone, and I seriously considered never moving again. I looked up in time to see the setting sun. It took a few seconds before I realized that we'd left New York City at dawn. "Stay in the circle," Monty said as he gestured. Light blue runes floated over us. "I can't determine the effects of a jump of that scale. It's safer if you stay inside."
"Where the hell are we, Monty?"
I sat up and really looked around this time. Peaches was sprawled out, stunned, and moving slowly next to me. Beside him lay Michiko, unconscious. I didn't see Dex. I tried to stand, and the ground shifted in several directions, advising me that remaining seated was a good idea right now.
"Where's Dex?"
Monty pointed with his chin while he kept gesturing. We were in a courtyard. A large, squat, stone building sat in front of us in the looming darkness. In fact, from what I could tell, stone buildings surrounded us. On the ground a few feet away lay Dex, with a woman next to him. It was hard to make out her features, but the chill in the air gave me a clue.
"Monty," I whispered, "is that—"
She looked up at me then, and I stared into the eyes of the Morrigan. Her eyes gave off a faint green glow as she laid Dex's head gently on the stone and approached.
"Which one of you allowed him to cast a spatial-temporal circle using his blood?"
she asked with a smile that promised all sorts of pain. That little voice I always ignored suggested burrowing into the stone and hiding. For once, I agreed with it.
"Well met."
Monty stepped out of the circle and gave her a short bow.
"That remains to be seen, mage."
She pointed at Dex without turning.
"How did this happen?"
"He cast the blood circle to save us," Monty answered, glancing back at the rest of us. "No one tells my uncle what to do or how to do it. You know that better than most. I did my best to limit the backlash. I didn't know he would be bringing us here or time-skipping."
"Where is here?"
I asked, getting unsteadily to my feet. The ground only wobbled slightly this time. In the dim light, I managed to make out a plaque affixed to the crumbling stone wall next to us that read, "Wardrobe Tower, 12th Century."